Thank you.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah.
So I got a serious question.
Nothing serious going on here. Anywhere here.
Dear friend, I want to ask you your help for clarity around the nature of contrast.
Contrast, good. The nature of contrast.
Yes, because I understand that we're going to get contrast regardless of.
Said a different way, contrast abounds, and yes, it is good. Contrast clarifies. Contrast helps me in my choices. Now, you may be wanting help with more discipline in your focus, but contrast is a wonderful thing.
Yes. And the more I understand, the more I love it, the more I understand the reason for it. But who decides what contrast am I going to get?
You do, by the vibration that you are offering all the time. Because no contrast can come to you that is not equivalent in your vibrational patterning. Oh. Contrast isn't being asserted. There is no assertion. Contrast is being attracted. So the contrast, the variety that surrounds you, is the variety that is present in your vibration enough of the time that there is enough momentum to bring what you are calling, and we know you're wanting to call contrast the manifestation, the good and the not good that you see and hear and smell and taste and touch. We want to say and feel. And so the key to managing the way contrast reaches you is by managing it earlier in the more subtle emotional stages, because all manifestation is moving from a vibration to a realization. And that vibration can be of something wanted or unwanted. So as there is a vibration of something unwanted in your experience and you begin to translate it or receive it or manifest it through the thoughts that come and the emotion that comes right on the heels of the thought that has come. If you feel that emotion early on and you recognize, whoa, and then you do something about averting your eyes, distracting yourself, taking hold of who you are, focusing somewhere else, doing something about it, then momentum doesn't continue to be practiced. Now, it's already been practiced. The fact that there is contrast in your experience means you have already practiced enough of the variety that there it is. But you are really not ever wanting to be rid of the contrast, because the contrast is the way you sharpen and redefine your continued evolution of desire, you see. So you're not wanting to be without it. And we want you to be happy about the negative emotion as much as you are happy about the positive emotion, the good feeling or the bad feeling, because all of it is necessary for the relativity that you need to feel in order to direct your thoughts purposefully. Without it, you cannot be a deliberate creator, you say.
Yes, but so contrast is not what I attract while I am not in the vortex.
Well, even where we exist, there is contrast. It would be undiscernible by you, because the refinement of it is such that you could not determine it, but there is contrast everywhere. At every stage of evolution, no matter what it is, there are still those choices. Otherwise, there cannot be the expansion that is promised or the eternalness that is promised. When your ability to perceive differences ceases, it never will. But if your ability to acknowledge contrast could ever happen, I don't even want to say those words because it cannot be, you would cease to be. There would be no more expansion, because in the contrast is the question that summons the answer, you see. That's why sometimes, this is really a good thing for you to know, sometimes you'll be in the middle of contrast that you are not liking, not wanting, and your tendency is to beat up on yourself about it, as if you have done something wrong, not realizing that this contrast that you don't want is the clarifying piece for something you do want. You ask for things that you're nowhere near. The contrast helps you to sharpen your vibration to make you in alignment with it. Did you understand that? You know that. You can feel the evolution of your being. The most important thing to know about contrast is stop being mad at yourself when you are in the midst of it. Embrace it. It's a wonderful thing to know. And really, knowing what you do want is at the same time knowing what you don't want. It just is. You come to a juncture and your impulse is to go this way rather than that way, but that way exists, and this way wouldn't light up like it did if that way wasn't as it is. In other words, it's all part of the function of focus, and focus is everything. And when you get good, when you get deliberate at focus, that's when life really takes on the feeling of empowerment and enlivenment and enlightenment that you are really accustomed to. That's who you really are. Nothing else will do.
Yes, because I can see a profound wisdom in contrast. It's like if I had this personal assistant that knows what contrast I should be presented with.
Well, so that personal assistant is law of attraction. There's no calculation about it. No one is saying, well, he would be well served if you want to teach your children in that way. Oh, well, we'll just give them a little bit of their own medicine, you say. But law of attraction is not operating in that way. Law of attraction is purely reflecting back to you the vibrations that you have practiced most. And what we would like you to come to the place of is feeling or recognizing what the vibrational content of your offering is while you're offering it, because you're sensitive to the feedback, the emotional feedback that you're getting. But as we say, in fact, it may be this thing we lovingly say to all of you more than any other things, if you don't recognize it in the early stages, don't worry about it, it will get bigger. And usually, you don't even apply the word contrast until there's something that is manifested. We want you to start talking about contrast in the emotional stages. There's contrast in emotion. Elation feels different than anger. That's contrast. And if you are recognizing your emotions before they are so pronounced by the momentum that law of attraction always provides, then you have smoother sailing.
Yes. Yes. I think I understand that then.
In really simple terms, once you allow yourself to feel a little bit of hunger, now none of you will relate to this at all for a few days, but once you allow yourself to feel a little bit of hunger, don't you appreciate your first bites more? When you are a little bit chilly, doesn't a warm blanket feel especially good? That's very rudimentary awareness of contrast. But if you will realize that when you are a little confused, doesn't some clarity feel good? And when you are wondering what to do, because you have too many active things that are contradicting one another going on in your vibration, and then something happens that makes you decide, I'm going to do less of that because I don't like the way that feels as it is playing out. Don't you like that determination that is focused within you even before you are able to do it? Don't you like coming to new conclusions for yourself? Don't you like having life experiences that make you more determined, make you more decided? Make you more decided to be more practiced? And then don't you really enjoy the momentum that the practice provides and the results that it brings immediately? Don't you like how the universe reflects back to you continually what your mix of contrasting thoughts are? It's a wonderful thing, this variety of thoughts you think. And when you lay off the I'm bad and I should be doing better routine that you are rather good at, and instead you're saying, here I am, leading edge creator, amidst all of this magnificent contrast from which I get to choose, and my choosing is becoming more deliberate every day, then you are empowered. And then what you are manifesting all the way from the emotion all the way out to the see it, hear it, smell it, taste it, touch it, versions that even others are now witnessing, Now it's all under your control. Control is an interesting word, isn't it? Control of your output means control of what comes back in response. Not talking about control of anybody else, of anybody else's behavior or anybody else's experience. We're talking about control of what comes back to you in response to your output. Control of your output, which is so apparent if you are sensitive to the way you feel.